From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Tuesday, March 24th. I'm Sarah Reif. The shelter-in-place order from the state and the county is especially hard on people staying in homeless shelters. Less than a week into the mandate, Max Colley was feeling the squeeze.
Well, in the first place, it is affecting me for being able to get food, you know, sustaining myself in the ways that I usually do, providing for myself financially in the ways that I usually do. With all the shops being closed down, I can't find odd jobs anymore. Living here at the shelter is the biggest thing I think that has been affected, because they have to tighten down the reins so hard on what we do, how we do it, and remaining 6 feet away from each other. It's extremely difficult when you're in a building full of people.
Colley and Al Dominiak were at Building Bridges, the homeless resource center in Ukiah, yesterday. Distancing protocols were in place for the overnight shelter, hand-washing stations were conspicuous, and fomites were being disinfected relentlessly. But Dominiak explained that for people living on the streets, social distancing is not an option, especially in a crisis.
Well, I definitely see they're grouping up more, and that's a good thing, because they are showing that they're a power themselves. They have Tent City out here. They meet down at Walmart. They're very aware of that, and they're coming together more in a caring way, which is a better way than they have been.
Are you worried that with all the talk about social distancing and stuff, that people are going to be more isolated and get more unhappy?
That's a tough question to ask, because isolation means staying away from your friends, your habit, your sources of what they do, work, anything, trade, whatever they do is creates being close to each other. So I don't know how they're going to deal with it. I don't think they will. They're going to try to stay as a group as long as they can and share things that they have, and that's just been common to be known in the streets. You share what you have.
That's essential for survival in a really tough situation.
I have nowhere to go, and I can either sit out here at the shelter in the daytime, and it's cold naturally, of course, the weather has not been agreeable, and get wet or cold, or I can walk up and down the streets. But either way, I'm still exposed to being able to catch this COVID-19. And that's a scary thought, because I'm around a lot more people than the typical average person. I'm around more people who are more compromised to getting it as well. I mean, homeless, sick, weak, older, you know, all kinds of people. And my environment is a very dangerous environment.
That's especially worrisome for Catherine and William Phillips. They're staying at Building Bridges with Catherine's 13-year-old daughter, Alma Justice. As the afternoon grew colder, they gathered underneath a shade canopy, keeping company with an elderly woman. Another woman nearby spread a blanket out on the concrete as she knitted a large afghan.
We can't go anywhere, but if we do go anywhere, we don't have any restrictions like other people do. But then we don't have certain places we can go because they have shutdowns.
When you're staying in a shelter and things like that and you're homeless, you don't have nowhere you're supposed to go. Like, they're telling everybody that they basically just stay home, just to take the precaution and to go gather up supplies as far as food and drinking water or whatever you might be going to go get. Well, we don't have that luxury.
What are you most worried about?
Not having a place to go when somebody else says,
or to eat.
Are you more worried about the virus or about the measures that are being taken to try to protect people from the virus?
That's more stressful than the actual virus, I think. You know, I mean, not having a place for my daughter to go to school, where she's missing 2 weeks of school, and she's usually at school, and now she can't be at school because of this virus. And because of that, she's frustrated.
Some of these things like that, if the kids miss, you know, that'll throw more worries into someone.
I'm concerned about my Chromebook because I don't trust some people here. And even though I have something valuable, like my Chromebook, like this sticker puzzle right here was from my language arts teacher. It was from Christmas or Valentine's Day. And that's how I know my teacher cares about me. And I kind of get worried about my friends and teachers.
So it's special to you, not just because it's worth money, but because it's got stuff on it from people who care about you.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're able to take any measures to be safe, either from the virus or just from the restricted places that you're allowed to go?
No.
As of yesterday afternoon, Mendocino County Public Health reported 124 tests for COVID-19 with one positive result. Public Health Officer Dr. Noemi Duin sent out an announcement saying that today she will issue a revised shelter-in-place order requiring everyone to stay in their residence except to go to the grocery store, pharmacy, or gas station, get necessary health care, take care of a relative or friend, or go to an essential job. Walking outside is fine, as long as you are not in a group. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reich. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.